So you may ask, when should you do manual query rewrites in order to capitalize on aggregates like index views versus trying to create those index views and then let the SQL Server Query Optimizer automatically utilize the index view to solve a query without you having to modify the original query. So SQL Server index view matching works reasonably well a lot of the time, but it's not perfect. So sometimes it misses the opportunity to internally transform a query that refers just to base tables and instead use an index view to solve the query. So this is actually an example. We've created this index view with this definition already, you see here. And when we run this particular query, the query plan doesn't happen to use the index view. So if I go all the way down here, it's actually still scanning the fact table. This is a scan of a range of data in the fact table. So because the index view matching didn't kick in for this particular query, this is an appropriate query to do a manual query rewrite that was shown in a previous demonstration. And again, this is what it looks like. Have to remember to put in the no expand hint there. This query has been modified from the previous one just by replacing the fact table name with the index view name and then adding the no expand hint. And again, if we run that, it runs quite quickly. So to summarize, experiment with index views. If you're getting index view matching reliably for the types of queries that you're using, go ahead and rely on the index view matching capability. But if you want extremely predictable use of the aggregates, that is your index views, consider using a direct reference to the index view by name in your query and including the no expand hint so it treats it just exactly like a stored table.